Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. L.A. County is reporting one of the largest single-day coronavirus death tolls since the beginning of the pandemic. 85 more people have died, although health officials say a lag in reporting is partly responsible for the large number. Hospitalizations also holding steady right now, but Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer says who's being hospitalized has been shifting.
Now those older than 65 represent only a third of all hospitalized patients. Those aged 18 to 49 and those aged 50 to 64 each are making up about a third of the people who are hospitalized.
Children 17 and under make up about 2% of the people being hospitalized. Dr. Ferrer says the positivity rate is holding steady between 8.3 and 8.5%. That's still higher than the state benchmark. And more than 183,000 people have tested positive for coronavirus in LA County.
Six more people have died from the virus in Orange County since yesterday, nearly 440 testing positive. The updated numbers bring the death toll to 587, total number of cases to more than 35,000. Orange County still on the state's watch list for counties experiencing high rates of new cases and hospitalizations. Health officials say it has shown some improvements, but there are continuing concerns.
Nurses, support staff, and others picketed and rallied outside UCLA's Reagan Medical Center, demanding that university officials stop job reductions in the middle of a pandemic.
About 75 workers from the Nurses Association, Association of State, County, Municipal Workers, and the Teamsters marched in front of the hospital demanding an end to staff and other worker reductions there. Jason Rabinowitz with Teamsters Local 2010 said the university has the funding to prevent layoffs.
Before you see furloughs a single worker, they should use the billions of dollars in reserves that they have. They should cut executive bloat. They should insource contracted work.
University officials released a statement indicating UCLA Health has staffing levels and PPE supplies necessary to safely provide care to patients. No nurses have been laid off, and they'll continue to dialogue with the union's leadership in the future. In Westwood, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The race is on to gear up for the start of the school year in California, and it's one for the record books.
Big challenges facing education statewide. At least 700,000 students need some type of computer and or internet connectivity as the academic year begins. State Superintendent Tony Thurmond.
How do we get the balance right between live instruction? How do we get the balance right and making sure that there's plenty of training opportunities for teachers and educators?
He says the state's education fund does have $5.3 billion ready for schools to spend to gear up.
Got to do much more work to support English learners.
Says districts that did distance learning for summer school became a real-world test for teachers and students.
Let's face it. Distance learning and remote learning, for the most part, is new for California.
He did acknowledge not all students across California will have the computers they need by the start of the academic year, but he did say the state is hustling to close what he calls the digital divide. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Less than 3 weeks to go. Parents and students in L.A. Unified still waiting to find out what's the online learning's actually going to look like because the teachers' union and the district, they have been unable to reach an agreement.
UTLA says the district suggested that teachers return to their classrooms and teach virtually on site. The teachers'
union rejected that outright, as well as many other proposals. For example, they also said no to a so-called micro-structured school day from 8:30 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. Katie Browdy is with a grassroots parent advocacy group, Speak Up. She says it's not even clear what a micro-structured day is.
We don't know what that means at all. And again, it just feels as if parents are being kept in the dark once again.
She says that's a major frustration for a lot of parents. How do they prepare themselves or their kids?
You know, there's no way of knowing for sure what that day is going to look like if we go back to what we had in the spring.
Browdy says the more time it takes to decide, the slower the start of the school year will likely be and the more anxiety it's causing. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A court victory for Ashley Judd in her lawsuit against producer Harvey Weinstein.
An appeals court in Pasadena reversed a lower court's ruling that would have tossed out Judd's sexual harassment claims against Weinstein, who's serving a 23-year prison sentence for an unrelated case. Now Judd's civil case can move forward. Michael Doerr is one of Judd's attorneys.
She was very pleased. All along, Ms. Judd's desire has been to pursue this case for the benefit not just of herself, but for others who are in the same position.
The claim stems from a 1997 incident at a Beverly Hills hotel. Here's Gene Mattis, a reporter with Variety.
It ended up being at his hotel room. She goes to the Ming. He says, you should, you know, watch me take a shower. She says, no. He says, how about I give you a massage? She says, no. How about I give you a massage? And she basically does everything she can to deflect his advances and get out of there.
Judd's lawsuit also alleges Weinstein defamed her when he told another producer she was poison to work with, which she says cost her a chance for a role in Lord of the Rings. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.